Learning the laws of Shabbos, we are in Simon Resh Ayin Vav, which is entitled the Dini Ner Shehidlik Ein Yehudi B'Shabbos, the laws of a candle in which a Ein Yehudi, a non-Jew, lit on your behalf on Shabbos, which discusses a lot of different concepts of Amir La'akom, and certainly going through this Simon, in which it really is not the whole place in which Amir La'akom is discussed. We've actually discussed this prior, but it is worthwhile beginning by sharing with you this paragraph, which is found in the Sefer, the 39 Malachos. He says as follows: many people mistakenly believe that it is permitted to allow a non-Jew to do malacha on one's behalf if the non-Jew is not directly asked to do so, or if he performed the malacha on his own. Based upon this reasoning, some believe that one may hint to the non-Jew, saying, for example, that the room is dark, and have them turn on a light. However, this is a serious error. So, learning the laws of Amir al-Akam and understanding its complex halachos, it's worthwhile understanding this so that we would not violate Amir al-Akam. This is how we will begin. And for those who are a bit familiar with Amir al-Akam, this is a lot of just an overview, specifically referring to lighting a candle. The Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph. He says that Ein Yehudi Shehidlik Es Haner B'Shvil Yisrael Asu Akol. If you have an Einu Yehudi, someone who's not Jewish, that lights a candle on your behalf, Asu Akol. Not only are you not allowed to use that candle, you're not allowed to derive benefit from its light, but Asu Akol. No one is allowed to derive benefit from it. It says Afilu Misha Lo Hudlik B'Shvilo. So let's say you ask someone to have the light turned on, this candle, let's keep it as it says, and so you're not allowed to use it. If someone later on walks in the room and didn't know anything about this, they also are not allowed to derive any benefit from this. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. He says, "V'hu adin v'chol molacha shi'ase ha'ena yehudi b'shabbos b'shvil Yisrael." It's not referring specifically to kindling a flame. If any of the molachos in which we are not allowed to do, we cannot instruct an Ein Yehudi to do for us. The also a holy hanos mizeh. We're not allowed to derive any hana, any benefit from it. And just very briefly, this whole prohibition of Amir al-Akam, there is a significant difference between deriving a positive benefit and an indirect benefit. Namely, when a person has in a dark room and you want to read a book, and by asking someone to turn on a light for you, that is a direct benefit. And that's something in which we're much more strict about. However, when it comes to an indirect benefit, which is the opposite, let's say you want to leave the room and you don't want all this electricity to be wasted, so in that situation, by having a non-Jew turn off the light, you're not really deriving a direct benefit from it. Similarly, in the event,
saving money.
It's not a direct benefit. It's considered to be an indirect benefit. Similarly, if a person has an alarm, I'm saying this very quickly. If a person has an alarm that's blaring, so also to have it turned off is also an indirect benefit to remove the anguish of having this sound right in your room for hours on end. However, it doesn't mean you can directly tell them this information. It has to be through a remisa shlo b'derech tzivu. It has to be an indirect way. So, when it comes to an indirect benefit, and obviously, as people are wondering, there's obviously a lot to discuss what that means, but those are two examples that everyone halacha says are considered indirect benefit. If you would say it to the Ein Yehudi, not in a direct fashion, but you would say, wow, it's pretty light in here. Or a person would say, it's pretty loud in here, so you're not telling them to turn it off, the light or the alarm, so that's permissible. However, the other way around, for a person to have them turn on a light, that is not permissible. Obviously, there's more halachos to it when it comes to other things.
Specifically, if I walk into shul, somebody tells me it's too hot, somebody tells me it's too cold.
Right.
What can I hint of Jose?
We'll have to stay tuned for next day. Okay. With Tzarech Mitzvah, there are certainly numerous exceptions. That's going to be something we're not going to get to today. But it is permissible when it comes to for the sake of a mitzvah, which we'll see later on. But that's just a very basic, general concept of Amir al-Akam. And then he continues and says as follows. The Rama says, because Yisrael would be deriving benefit, a direct benefit from this malacha on Shabbos, it's not permissible. However, says the Mechaber, let's say, for example, the reason why the light is being lit is not for my purposes, it's for the Ein Yehudi's purposes. He wants to have this candle lit, and it's not for me at all. Or let's say it's for the sake of someone who is sick. Yisrael afil ein bo sakana. We're going to see what exactly does that mean. In fact, we're going to see at the very end of the siman that when it comes to it's being cold, when a person is cold, that's considered, everyone's considered to be a cholish ein bo sakana. Because if you're really cold, you can get sick. And therefore, there certainly is exceptions to that as well. And that's what he says here. Mutter l'chol Yisrael l'shtamash l'or. A person is allowed to derive benefit. So, for example, when it came to the Ein Yehudi who would light with Sarfa for his own purposes, and then you would walk into the room, so if he's about to turn off the light, you can say, you know what, it's everything's fine here. Because him not doing anything for you, he didn't turn it on originally for your purpose, for you, did it for himself, and for him to walk out, so you just don't turn off the light, and therefore you can continue reading, it's not an issue. And again, for the sake of a chola, when it comes to someone who's sick, to tell an Yehudi to go and get medication, or to tell him to turn up the heat because a person is sick in that room, then those are situations where it is permissible. Again, this is just very, very, very basic. And he also, the Ramah says also, l'sarach katanim, hu kechola shein bo sakana. We're even more concerned when it comes to children, in which perhaps their immune system isn't so high, and therefore they can easily get sick. So therefore, we consider a katan also under the category of a chol shein bo sakana, a child who is like they're sick, not life-threatening. And therefore, we're lenient when it comes to asking an Ein Yehudi, asking a non-Jew to do malacha. And the Piskei Tshuvos actually gives an interesting example. And of course, this is referring to a positive benefit, that let's say a child is scared of the dark. So by having the Ein Yehudi turn on the light for that child, the little nightlight, that is also considered to be this child's a chol shein bo sakana, because it caused them such anxiety, and therefore it's something which is permissible. Let me just share with you one other thought, then we'll stop. In Sif Beis, he says, what happens if Yisrael ve'enom Yehudim she'esevu yachad behiluk eno Yehudi ner? Let's say that we're dealing with that there are two people. There are Jewish people in this room, and there are non-Jews in the room, and the candle was lit. So the Mechaber says, "Imrov einam Yehudim mutl shtamish l'oro." It goes after the majority. If the majority of the people in the room are Ein Yehudim, then we could assume that it was done for the sake of the majority, and the sake of the majority are Ein Yehudim, and therefore everyone can derive benefit from this light. V'im rov Yisrael, o afil mechsa al mechsa aser. However, if the majority of the people in this room are Yisrael, or it's half and half, then it's not acceptable. V'im yesh hochocha shlitzarech Ein Yehudi madlika, kigon sh'anu roim shehu mishtamish oro, he says that there are circumstances in which a person can be lenient, and I'll just share with you this last line, what the Rama says, that Yesh Omer Demutter Lomer in Yehudi Lahadik Lo Ner Lasuda Shabbos. Mishum de Smirule Demutter Mirula in Yehudi Afil Bamlacha Gemur Bamakam Mitzvah. We'll discuss this more tomorrow. This is what the Rama says, so we don't leave us hanging, that even though there's a concept of Mirul Akum, but if, let's say, it's Suda Shabbos, and it's Friday night, and it's pitch black in your room, and you can't eat, you're not going to enjoy your meal. So in this situation, because the Suda is considered to be a mitzvah, even though it's a malacha gemur to have this person to kindle a flame on Shabbos for your sake, but because it's b'makom mitzvah, says the Ramah, that is permissible.